This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
We'll leave room for your growth tomorrow.
here comes the ocean and the waves down by the shore. Here comes the ocean and the waves down by the sea. Insects are evil thoughts, thought of by selfish men.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit smokeybear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Bye. again. He don't give a damn. Brother Billy has both guns drawn. He ain't been right since Vietnam. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Sally, Grandma's dying of cancer now. The cattle all have brucellosis. We'll get through somehow. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Drink enough. There ain't much to country living. Sweat, piss, jizz, and blood. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast.
Better. At any time. soul music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of sex.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
You all are familiar with Fat Albert. Fat Albert, yes. Okay. But Fat Albert, as he grew older, became very interested in motors, engines, and cars. And Fat Albert was that kid in the neighborhood who knew how to take anything apart. I mean, he could take a refrigerator apart, put it back together, and that kind of thing. And he loved that kind of work. Boom.
Fat Albert had a car.
In 1958... Fat Albert's father gave him the hull of a 41 Mercury. Albert loved it, man. It was the best present he ever had in his life. He never spent any money on soda pop, candy, or anything. Everything he had, every penny he had, he put in that car. I'm sure all of you have a guy in your neighborhood like that. When you were growing up, some guy was always in there, man. We swore that's where Fat Albert would die, bent over in that car. When Fat Albert was 19, Fat Albert had saved enough money to buy a new engine for the 41 Merc. And he went down to the graveyard, you know where they have these old cars. And he bought a Cessna airplane engine. Now, I want to tell you that we in the neighborhood, there wasn't a car that could top Fat Albert's car. Albert's car had a sound of its own. I'll never forget the day he started it up. He said, here it is. And we all got in it, man. And we're sitting there waiting. And he started it up.
Ain't that cool, man?
I'm telling you, we freaked out on that, Jack.
Oh.
He also put 400 pounds of sandbags in the trunk of his car so the front would raise up. And that old car would be leaning on his side, too, man. He was the only man drove on two wheels. Just the two on his side were on the ground. So we had to ride on the outside, holding on to the window to keep the car on the ground. And we'd be riding around the block, six of us hanging on that door, man. He could never make a right turn. Twice, I lost the seat of my pants. I love that car, man. We got more girls with that car because girls love the sound of... They love that. And especially ours. Man, that was the toughest car in the world. You pull up to a bus stop. And some girls say, I want to ride. Now, my father had a 52 Chevy. It was the uncoolest sounding car in the world. My father's car went boo, 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 boo. Now you compare. You can't get no girl with no sound like that, man. Even if you pull up to a light and rev up, you say, "Pudding, pudding." And I tried to get Dad to do, you know, "Dad, come on." He said, "I'm not interested in getting no girls." So I used to put a hole in his muffler. And then it went, and Dad couldn't understand it. "Oh, that's the fifth muffler I've had this month." I took my driver's test in Fat Albert's car. Oh, yeah. Sat up there, man. Was cool at 16 years old. So I'm sitting in the car, in Albert's car, you know, with the Cessna airplane in it, waiting for the state trooper. Pennsylvania state troopers are all 6'4". Big hat, sunglasses. Leather legs. "My name is Woodard. I'm a state trooper. I'm sure you're familiar with the Pennsylvania Vehicle Driving Motor Responsible Rules and Regulations." I was very excited. "Yes." I tried, man. It was so embarrassing. I tried to come out with a "yes," and he just went, "Yes." "All right, you will start the car up and follow my directions." This thing's got a clutch on it. And I hate the clutch, man. So now, easy on the clutch and easy on the gas, and you come out slowly, let up off of the clutch and down on the gas and move out. And, okay, let's go.
"I think you flooded it."
"How come?" "Well, there's gas shooting over your left shoulder." "No, it always does that." Trooper sitting in the car. "What is this, an airplane engine?" "Yeah." "Well, how do you keep the engine cool?" "Well, you just have to keep moving." "All right. Start it up, pull up." Now, I want to clutch in the thing, and I didn't do it right, man. I panicked. And the car went. For 4 blocks. There's a trooper sitting there going. Lost his hat, his glasses. Finally reached over and turned the key. "Here, you pass, you pass." "That Elvis got a heck of a car, Jack."
Everything
thing.
Something's very wrong.